life hidden in your mouth. Proverbs 10 begins a new section of the book. Instead of long speeches, we receive short two-line sayings, most built on contrast, wise and foolish, diligent and lazy, righteous and wicked. These are not scattered observations. Together they form a spiritual anatomy. Heads receive blessing, hands labour, feet choose paths, hearts treasure knowledge, and mouths reveal what kind of life is growing within. A spring in a dry land. In ancient Israel's dry landscape, a living spring was not merely beautiful, it could sustain an entire community. Thus the claim that the mouth of the righteous is a spring of life is astonishing. Proverbs 10:11, World English Bible. Later, the lips of the righteous feed many. Our words are meant to become public wells. Some speech drains life from a room through criticism, suspicion, flattery, or endless noise. Other speech gives courage to the ashamed, direction to the confused, and hope to the weary. Jesus teaches that the mouth speaks from the heart's abundance, Luke 6:45. The question then is not merely, did I say the right thing? But what underground source fed what I said? The repeated warning against the chattering fool is especially timely. Proverbs does not equate many words with wisdom. Often our excessive speech is an attempt to control how others see us. Silence can be an act of faith. I do not have to manage every impression because God knows the truth. The love that covers. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all wrongs. Proverbs 10:12, World English Bible. Hatred acts like someone raking dying embers until they flame again. Love covers, but not by calling evil good or protecting abusers. The Hebrew verb kasa means to cover or conceal. Here it describes love's refusal to turn another person's failure into social currency. Hatred publicizes sin because it enjoys the sinner's reduction. Love seeks restoration, accepts repentance, and refuses needless humiliation. Peter later applies this proverb to the church, 1 Peter 4:8. At the cross, Christ did not pretend sin was harmless. He covered sinners by bearing sin's cost. Christian love neither denies the wound nor delights in displaying it. Hunger, wealth, and the end of the curse. The soul in verse 3 translates nephesh, a word that can mean life, appetite, or even throat. God cares about embodied need. Yet this chapter does not endorse a shallow prosperity gospel. Verse 15 honestly admits that poverty can itself become ruinous, a social reality Scripture commands God's people to confront. Verse 22 says, "The Lord's blessing makes rich and adds no sorrow." Sorrow belongs to the same Hebrew word family used for humanity's painful toil after Eden's fall, Genesis 3:16 to 17. God's blessing is therefore more than increased possessions. It is a foretaste of creation released from cursed labour, work without slavery, provision without corruption, abundance without the anxious fear of loss. The whirlwind may come, Proverbs says, but righteousness has a foundation. Jesus brings that image to completion. The house founded on his words survives the storm. Matthew 7:24-27. Wisdom is not a technique for avoiding every storm. It is life rooted in the one whom no storm, not even death, could remove. Suggested hymn, "Oh, for a Heart to Praise My God," by Charles Wesley. Prayer. Lord Jesus, cleanse the hidden spring of my heart. Make my words life-giving, my silence faithful, my labour honest, and my love strong enough to cover without concealing evil. Root me in your righteousness, so that when the storm passes, I may still be standing in you. Amen.